so forth, or if you knew them personally by their first name.
Okay. What about a part-time or an unqualified preacher?
He's usually spoken of as a lay preacher.
You ever hear any terms like jackleg or yard axe or anything like that?
Well, I have heard jackleg sometimes spoken of as a jackleg preacher or even a jackleg doctor sometimes.
Okay. A woman who teaches school is called?
Well, usually a school teacher or instructor.
Okay. You ever hear any old-fashioned terms?
School mom, yes, that used to be back in the good old days.
Okay. If you were introducing Melissa to one of your wife's sisters, you might say, Melissa, this is your granny's
sister.
Okay. My mother's sister is what kin to me?
Your mother's sister is your aunt.
Okay. Your wife's name is?
Sarah.
Okay. Robert E. Lee was a famous?
General.
Okay. The man in a courtroom who sits up behind the desk, the bench there.
As the judge.
Okay. A person who goes to school is referred to as a?
Student.
Okay. Would this be the same for high school or college or grade school? They'd all be students?
Well, usually referred to generally as students. Occasionally you hear the word scholar.
Okay. Would scholar be an old-fashioned term, or?
I believe now it might be referred to as old-fashioned.
Okay. In your office, if you have a woman that does the typing and this kind of thing, she's the?
Secretary.
Okay. A woman who acts on the stage for a living is an?
Actress.
Okay. And a person born in this country is?
An American born.
What about a black person? You refer to him as a?
Well, we usually refer to him as a black person or a Negro.
Okay. You ever hear him call anything else?
Well, we hear him call niggers.
In what circumstances?
And they don't like it at all. That's was typical of the South before we had all this new movement that we've had.
Now, you ever hear any jocular terms?
Yes, I've heard them spoken of as burrheads and black boys, which they despise.
Yeah. Okay. When you're filling out a voting registration form or something for a white person and it has place for race, he usually puts what?
Caucasian.
Okay. What are poor whites?
Poor whites, well, that's usually whites in poor circumstances, don't make very much money. Their living is very simple and sometimes pretty hard.
Do Negroes call them poor whites?
They sometimes refer to them as poor white trash.
Okay. A person who lives in the country and is kind of out of touch with town life is, could be called what?
Well, you speak of him as a country man, or I guess that'd be the general. They used to kid a lot about people that live in the country, but that's no longer true. You know, they'd say that person was countrified, but now with the change in education and communication and transportation, why, people in the country are well informed and live just like everybody else.
I guess it's kind of hard to be out of touch with anything nowadays.
Yeah, anybody can discuss something that's going on now, you know about as much about what happens on the 6:30 or 7:30 news as anybody else.
You were getting ready to go somewhere and somebody said, well, hurry up, you'd say, well, you might say, well, I'll be there in
be there in just a minute.